Hey sis, welcome to the audio experience of the Moment I podcast, a series where we follow 10 successful women across Africa on the key moments they had self-doubt and regained their confidence. Why this podcast, you ask? Because we all go through it. Those moments of self-doubt, times when we want to go for that promotion, speak up, show out, but we don't. In those moments of doubt, it is important to find the inspiration you need to get your mojo back. And that's what this podcast is, your Mojo Inspo, brought to you by us, your sisters from She Leads Africa, and our fantastic friends at Darling.
My name is Omowunmi Dada. I'm an actor. I think it was in my teenage years, sometime around 13 or 14, it felt as if all my friends, all my peers, you know, they had gone to one meeting like that and I didn't get the memo. And I was the only one who didn't go for that meeting. They were all growing breasts, getting period, growing curvy. And I was the only one. I was just there. I was still that same tiny, child-looking mommy. Well, I didn't really let it bother me, you know? Until one day, there was this guy who liked me and who I also liked, you know? I heard him tell one of his friends that, oh, this Omowunmi girl, I really like her, blah, 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 and stuff like that. And I hadn't really even, you know, enjoyed that feeling when one of his friends said, oh, which Omowunmi? That one that is flat-chested, that one don't get anything for body. What do you like about her? That made me feel bad. And from that moment, I started to have self-doubt. I started to ask certain questions like, why is everyone growing and I'm not growing? What's going on? There was also one certain day when this menstrual hygiene product company came to our school and they were talking to us teenage girls, you know, about menstruation, you know, using sanitary towels. After everything, they gave each and every one of us one pack of sanitary towel. I remember putting the sanitary towel somewhere very specific in my wardrobe. And every day I go to school and come back home, I'd look at it and ask, okay, when will I get to use you? When will I get to use you? Months rolled by. I did that almost every day. And nothing. I couldn't use the pad. I started to fuel this self-doubt that I had. I was beginning to lose my confidence. At school, when my friends are talking about, you know, their menstrual woes, you know, bleeding, heavy flows, having cramps, experiencing mood swings and all of that, you know, and laughing and juicing about it, I would just stay in one corner and pretend as if I'm reading my book. As bad as I really wanted to contribute, I couldn't because I had never experienced it. I started to feel as if everyone was getting ahead with life. But me, there was no one to talk to at this point. I didn't have a sister. My mom wasn't around. Until one day, I met someone who was way older than me. And I opened up to her and she told me it was okay. She was the first person who told me there was nothing wrong with me and that I was just experiencing late puberty. So she gave me this word of affirmation every time this creepy thought came into my mind. She told me to always tell myself, I am beautiful and I am complete. So every day I would say, I am beautiful, I'm complete. I'm beautiful, I am complete. And gradually, I started to take myself out of the deep hole of self-doubt, loss of self-confidence, scares and fears that I had put myself in. Then at that point, I started to smile again. I started to get happy. I started to, you know, be myself again. And one merry day, when I wasn't even expecting it, I woke up and I felt something, you know, weird on my chest. And, you know, it was my nipple growing. And, you know, the breasts started to grow. Then one merry day, I got the stains, the red flag, and a cramp. And I told myself, I laughed that day. I said, so this is it. So what was the fuss all about? Well, mommy, why were you just stressing yourself or stressing your mind?
Thanks for joining us this week on the Moment I podcast. Make sure to visit on www.confidentdarling.com, where you can subscribe, check out videos and lookbooks from each episode, enter your own story in our story competition, and never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found this episode valuable, spread the love and share this with your sister. Be sure to come back next week for your Mojo Inspo. Bye!